the positives, okay, from the game last night. Number one, I thought we had a good play style from the standpoint. I thought we played hard. I thought our guys, especially our guys up front, I thought they were very active. You know, obviously when you're playing against the Vikings and Adrian Peterson, you're concerned about his ability to establish the run game. And I thought from the very beginning, you know, our guys attacked and pretty much controlled the run game, you know, set the tone from that standpoint. And, you know, when you're able to do that, it affects the down and distance, you know, so we're able to win first down. And then it carried over into third down because you end up with a lot of third and long situations. So trying to dictate the down and distance. You know, I thought our guys up front in terms of pressure on the quarterback. Now, you know, Bradford's a different style quarterback. You know, he's very accurate. You know, did a nice job, okay, of throwing the ball last night with accuracy. But we had, you know, numerous quarterback pressures, quarterback hits, you know, four sacks over the course of the game. And so that part of it I thought was very positive. The things that we didn't get done that we always place a lot of emphasis on is taking the ball away. You know, they did a good job protecting the ball and trying to establish, you know, good field position for our offense. And so we weren't able to get that done. And they were able to hit three big plays on us, which had a big impact on the game. You know, they were timely plays, off of play action, well thrown balls. You know, I give them credit for that. But, you know, the style of defense, like I say, there was a lot to like about the first two areas, the pressure on the quarterback, the stop and the run, the control and the down and distance. Our third down play for the second week in Roseman been pretty good. But we have to find a way to get that ball taken away and get a defensive score or set up, you know, great field position for the offense.
What has allowed you guys to play such good run defense? I know it was a focal point, obviously.
Well, you know, I think it always starts up front. You know, I thought we had some guys that were very active last night, like Mike Daniels. You know, LaTroy Guyon was only in there for a few snaps, but, you know, he had a couple significant plays. You know, Kenny, you know, Clark got a lot of action last night, and I thought, you know, he did some good things for a young guy in there. You saw us play, you know, Christian Ringo. You know, Dean Lowry played a few snaps. So we were working all of our young guys in there. You know, our linebackers, I thought did a good job. I mean, our outside guys, I think, have been attacking and physical. You know, Nick Perry and Clay. Julius, I thought, had a good night. You know, Julius was active in the pass rush, you know. So that was good to see. I think just being able to attack the blocks, play aggressively. You saw for the second week in a row we had a number of minus runs, which is always good because it places you in where you want to be down the distance-wise.
Tom, earlier in the game, Clay had his ankle taped, and then he came out late. What happened there?
You know, I don't know whether I can remember he went off because I asked him, and they said he was fine. He was getting it taped up, so. I don't know if there's any lingering effects of that whatsoever. Probably won't know until, you know, we meet with the medical people. But he came back and, you know, had a sack and played aggressively, and I thought he had some impactful plays, you know, during the course of the game.
I think down there, the one when Rudolph had the touchdown, went to kind of a three-man rush down there. What were you thinking there? You had been getting pretty good pressure on him.
Well, part of the thinking was you just seen us come with pressure, and on the fourth down, where Clay was flat free right at the quarterback, and they still completed it for the first down. The play before, we four-man rushed, and they hit a 9-yard route right in the middle hole area. So we were going to take that away, and you know, you have to give up something to get something. So to go to that three-man rush or take that whole area away, you got to pull a guy out of the rush. So, And we'd had some success in the past against them, you know, doing that. As a matter of fact, Clay out here last year when we played him, you know, in the December game, Clay got a sack off a three-man rush with the same coverage.
And so the coverage, was there any kind of a mix-up on the coverage there?
No, you know, it was a nice throw. It was a good play. You know, we were matched up on it. You know, it was a zone coverage.
See, Demarius played very well against Jacksonville. What happened last night?
Well, you know, he went against a receiver that had a hot hand last night. You know, I mean, he was good with the ball after the catch. You know, it wasn't all Demarius. You know, there were a couple zones there, you know, where we got to give him a little bit more help, you know, underneath and that type of thing. You know, I give 14 credit. You know, he's a good receiver, and he had a good night. You know, he's improved.
Dan, what was your thinking with Joe Thomas and Blake Martinez with some of the rotations you worked with them? What were you looking for there?
We were matching them up with, you know, when you saw 21 come into the game, you know, he has been a matchup guy, and they're always looking to see if they can't isolate him one-on-one. And, you know, we like Joe's ability to match up one-on-one, you know, so. Joe had some good plays. Had a couple real nice tackles you saw there, you know, on the sideline.
Dom, you talked last week about, you know, giving up too many big plays in the passing game, and Bradford hit you guys on a few last night. Is there anything you try to, you know, tell the guys or you work on specifically to just try to reduce those? Everybody's going to hit some, but you can't give up too many.
Yeah, you know, I think that's through two games, you know, I like a lot of the things that we're doing. Okay, that's the one area that we've got to kind of zero in on. You know, I think we've been pretty consistent in our pressure on the quarterback and consistent with our run defense. We'd like to limit those big plays because that's how people score points on you. You know, I mean, they got a field goal after the one, and then two of them were kind of almost back-to-back. There were a couple plays in between, you know, on their touchdown that they scored, you know, where they hit the seam route on us. They just hit the 46-yarder, you know, over the top of us.
Why do you think your run defense is playing the way it is right now?
We've tried to emphasize it. You know, we think it's important because it sets the tone of, you know, what you do on defense. And especially, you know, you know, against a team like Minnesota, that, you know, that's the basis of their offenses. Now they're probably a little different now that they've got Bradford, but still everything could start with defending Peterson. You know,
obviously without Latroy, you're going to need those young guys even more. You comfortable? Obviously, there's no choice, but are you comfortable with the way that Clark, the way Kenny played, and what Dayton's given you, and to kind of mix and match and fill in there?
Yeah, I think Dayton's off to a good start, you know, and you've seen we've used him both inside and outside, but I think he's been impactful the first 2 weeks. Kenny, I thought, played better last night. You saw him make some good plays, and you see, I think, signs of what Kenny can do. And so those young guys, they have to grow up in a hurry because we need them. So I think Kenny will play better this week. So I think you'll see him progressively get better, you know, game by game.